The long expectation at length now is come, King William, the glory of all Christendom. According to promise, he now is sailed o'er to fight the proud French on the Irish shore. God grant him a blessing to make all his own, and bring him in safety again to his throne. Brave, noble commanders, both valiant and bold, whose courage and conduct was never controlled, are now full resolved to tend on his train, and make no great question but soon to regain the Irish nation and make it his own, then guard him again to the Protestant throne. We know that the French, they look pitiful blue, and so does the rest of the Catholic crew. While our mighty monarch his army does head, whose name like a thunderbolt strikes the Teagues dead. God grant him a blessing to make all his own, then guard him again to his Protestant throne. Our mighty great monarch of fame and renown is fully resolved to pull popery down, and therefore in person his life he'll expose to conquer the French and the Irish foes. God grant him a blessing to make all his own, then guard him with safety again to his throne. With rattling drums his great army will march, and every county in brief he will search, to find out the rebels wherever they lurk. King William's resolved to finish the work, and when he has brought them to their own, a home will guard him again to his Protestant throne. The French and the Tories shall taste of our rage, like true sons of thunder we'll sweetly engage. Our guns they shall rattle and roar in the air, as if Mars the great god of war he was there. And when that the storms they are quite overblown, we'll guard our King William again to the throne. In bright shining armor brave boys will appear. It is not the French nor the Tories we fear. The Protestant army shall carry the day, while flourishing colors in field will display. Then leaving Tyrconnell to make his sad moan, we'll guard our King William again to his throne. There's brave in his skilling of fame and renown, who fought in defense of the Protestant crown, and ventured their lives from the first to the last. It was not Tyrconnell their glory could blast. At head of the rebels, King William they'll own, and likewise will guard him again to his throne. While his royal person does rest and remain, in Irish wars our rights to maintain, let those that the Protestant faith do profess afford him your prayers, for you can do no less. To conquer that kingdom and make it his own, then bring him in safely again to the throne.